Welcome to Facing the Situation, Building Spiritual Resiliency Podcast. This is Season 6, Episode 3, and I am your hostess, Prophetess Mary Ayodele. I am in the Gulf of Mexico bioregion of Houston, Texas, and I'm glad that you're joining me tonight. Yes, night. Normally we get together in the day. This is, again, Episode 3. So let's start off with a prayer, and then we're going to do a little housekeeping. Given honor to the Most High, who's ahead of my life, I am thankful to be back on the podcast, sharing your word with your listeners who want to apply it to their lives. May we all be blessed. May we all go out into the world and do good things to bring about good outcomes and to fulfill our good destinies. In the name of Yeshua the Christ, amen. Hey, I'm back, everyone. We had an unexpected hiatus there. We'll unpack that as we go on, but let me tell you what we're going to step into. This is episode 3 of season 6. You are going to get a marathon episodes coming right at you, because by the grace of the Most High, when we step into season 7, episode 1, on December the 2nd, we're going to be all caught up from season 6. So what am I saying to you? The last time I was doing this podcast was the 8th of November. Today is the 29th of November, and you're going to have some bonus episodes to cover this season and catch up. I will be, as I said earlier, moving this podcast to another platform, but apparently it's not going to happen right now like I wanted it to. And that's all right. You got to go with the flow, bend with the wind. That's what spiritual immunity is all about. So our episode 3 is going to talk about, again, we're stepping into that topic, a time to embrace and a time to release. And we're going to talk about that in terms of the public ritual that we've all undergone here in the United States of America. And because of who we are as the USA, we carry the world with us because we export our news and things, right? Meaning the election. So let's start on the personal level, of embracing and releasing. It's vitally important when we step into these seasons that we know are coming. If you just moved to the USA, then get a calendar. If you've been here for a minute and was born here like me, you know what the seasons bring. Starting September, as I said in our other podcast earlier than this one, when we hit September in the USA, we're marching through several months of public rituals. Even if there's not a presidential election, there are local elections, there's back to school time, the actual environmental seasons are changing in the temperate parts of the USA. There's the holidays coming. And as I've said before, even if you do not feel as though you believe in God or goddess or anything, if you feel you're an atheist or agnostic or that's really interesting, but the banks are going to be closed on Christmas, right? So we live in a culture that builds its foundation on Judeo-Christian beliefs, and our calendar reflects that. So as I've said earlier, and we're going to unpack that tonight, your personal beliefs are great, and they are going to be impacted by your environment, and people who don't adjust to that tend to develop a lot of anxiety and neurosis and other unpleasantness because there's like a dissonance, right? Because they don't believe in something, but your belief will not open the bank. Your belief is not going to open the car dealership. So for example, here in Texas on Sundays, car dealerships are closed. So you can believe whatever you want, but if you want to buy a car on Sunday, you might be doing it online, but to go out and test drive one, I really think there's a law. That's one of the last remaining laws, I think, about having a shutdown day once a week. So In some prior seasons in this podcast, I talked about the need for rest. And once upon a time, rest used to be built into the social calendar in America. Grocery stores, even gas stations, convenience stores, shoe stores, shopping malls or stores, they were closed one day a week. That's just how life went. But in the past 30 years or so, we see an increase in everything being open. So you have people constantly being busy, regular people, not people running the government or the free world, right? Just regular people are running around in circles 7 days a week. Everyone's extremely busy. And part of that has to do with nothing ever closing. So there's this demand, there's this pull on your time, even though you don't want to be pulled on, you know, since we're living in this 24-hour, 7 day a week fantasy of always being busy here. People who normally would have one day just to sit on their sofa or in their backyard or tend to their garden because there's no pulling on them, that's over. So now there's always something calling you or writing you or trying to pull on you 7 days a week. And in terms of our episode 3, A Time to Embrace and A Time to Release, we will always revisit these ideas about rest because they help you build your spiritual immune system, right? So this is important to your spiritual immune system because for any immune system, physical, mental, spiritual, or otherwise, there must be rest. In the Judeo-Christian ethos, we have, you know, the seventh day, so forth and so on. If you all don't know what I'm talking about, you can Google this if Google still exists in the future when someone may be listening to this. It's an internet platform where you ask questions and the answers pop right up, right? On your smartphone or your computer, but we have 6 days of creation and 7 day of rest in the Judeo-Christian way of thinking. If you're not Christian or Jewish or Hebraic, fine. I'm sure whatever path you're walking, there's got to be some rest built into it, right? My point for bringing that up is we're going to talk about the personal level of embracing and releasing in this podcast episode. And on your personal level, you know, regardless of what's happening the month of November, and there's a lot going on in America, like I just said, starting September, people started to rush toward that finish line on the Gregorian calendar toward December 31st. You're going to want to build in on your personal level. You want to start embracing some rest. Even if you have to just say no to things. In my age, I'm okay saying no. I've met younger people, younger than me, that have some real difficulty saying no. So you can start practicing, you know, you can start turning off your phone when you go to sleep. There's no need to grab the phone at 3 a.m. unless you have a family emergency or someone in a health crisis or something where you want to be reached are available 24 hours a day. Other than that, you can really just take a rest from your electronics. It's amazing how life feels when your phone is off and you turn it back on and you realize that whoever called you, unless you are in, like I say, some sort of family emergent thing where, you know, someone may need to reach out for you for an emergency, you may teach yourself, if that's not happening, that most of the things that people think are emergencies really aren't. So there's life and death issues, right? Especially now there's a public health issue going on. You may unfortunately be touched by that. There may be someone close to you that's fighting to live right now. So you want to be on call to be available to go to their side. That's something that's perfectly understandable and hopefully not happening to you, but it happens to people. I have been through situations like that with my family members, right? However, when we're not dealing with life or death issues, sometimes there's just drama. People just have something going on that they feel like they can call you or text you at 4 a.m. for. Now, I, doing the vocation I do, am available throughout the day and evening. However, I can still put my phone on vibrate or turn off notifications. And that makes a big difference. And I'm just encouraging you to embrace rest personally. You don't have to make everybody in your office do it or your neighbors do it. This isn't about forcing ideas on people. We're talking about how you can build and maintain your spiritual immunity. And rest is a really big part of that. And rest could just be sitting in your room, listening to one of your favorite CDs, or as I would say, albums, while turning off your phone. And when that album's over, you turn it back on. You got to build it into your life. And you'll be surprised how many people resonate with that. And your vibration will change. And people who vibe with that, who feel the same way, will gravitate toward you. You may even end up with a whole new circle, a whole new community of people who just get that. Like, they get it. That, yeah, you know, you don't have to over-explain yourself. I called you and you didn't answer and blah, blah, blah. Now, for people who are procrastinating or people who have some difficulty keeping appointments, we're not talking about breaking commitments that you've already made to take rest necessarily. So for example, if you have to be at work at 8 o'clock, please don't take this in a neurotic way where, oh, I'm not going to work because I'm resting. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about building rest into your life. So you could look at your calendar and say, you know, I have 5 vacation days and I'm going to take 1 vacation day every month for the next 5 months. I'm going to put that in or request it or whatever people do at jobs so that I know one day a month outside of my regular off days, I have a day just to be me. So please embrace that. If you do have struggles with anxiety or neurosis or overthinking things or overanalyzing things, you may have to step back from this idea for a minute and go into prayer and meditation for guidance on how to act this out. One thing you want to do is to circumvent or cut the ties to neurotic behavior. So you want to stop sabotaging yourself. So if you are prone to self-sabotage, don't be afraid. Every podcast, I share a biblical verse for you to meditate on and pray with every morning for the next 6 days at sunrise. And there's also a midnight prayer verse. And this verse I'm giving you now is for midnight prayer. You can pray with these verses any time of day or night. You can memorize them, print them out, put them on the wall, put them on index cards, stick them in your wallet, put them on your screensaver. The point is to reprogram your thinking to a way that sustains and benefits your soul, that uplifts your spirit. So you're not caught up in these weird traps of non-productivity or non-expansion. For my audience and listeners who are from the Hebraic, Judeo-Christian path of living and spirituality and faith, we are encouraged to expand and grow. We are expected to progress in this life. We are not expected to be stagnant. And when I say expected, I don't mean my personal expectations. I mean the biblical narrative that we follow tells us how to live our lives. It gives us guidance. And part of that guidance is how to expand in our families, our health, our finances, and in our communities. So this is an expansive walk. Regardless of what may have happened to you, if you were hurt in the church or assembly or some other religious group, I understand that can leave a lasting impression on you. I want to encourage you to pray about healing from that. And that would be the part of releasing. So personally, we've talked about embracing rest. And I'm going to talk to you about releasing hurt and releasing busyness to the point where you just don't rest until you're either knocked down or you fall down. You want to let that go and create a new life for yourself where you're living in balance. You're embracing and releasing. And yes, the biblical text does support this lifestyle. Okay, there's nothing new under the sun. So don't think that 4, 5, 2, 3,000 years ago, people weren't caught up. Caught up ain't new. What's new is sometimes the cultural amnesia we have and maybe a spiritual amnesia on how to deal with things. And that's why this sacred wisdom system. Not, I mean, there's the Bible, and there's, you know, the Bible used to be oral. Everyone who's listening, if you didn't know, there was a point that it wasn't written down. It was oral. And it's still oral in many communities around the world, believe it or not. So this wisdom that we have access to is here to support and sustain us and not to beat us down and oppress us. And that may be a radical notion for you, but I just want you to know that wisdom may not feel good if you've been unwise and you start to first apply it. But once you start applying it and get used to it, there's so much freedom in living within a wisdom system that can help you to sustain and support your life. So the verse for you to meditate on and pray with comes from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. And it reads, "For we are the Most High's handiwork, created in Yeshua Christ to do good works, which the Most High prepared in advance for us to do." I'll read that again. "For we are the Most High's handiwork, created in Yeshua the Christ to do good works, which the Most High prepared in advance for us to do." May sound a little twisty, but I'm going to read it one more time. This is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. "For we are the Most High's handiwork, created in Yeshua the Christ to do good works, which the Most High prepared in advance for us to do." So your destiny is calling you. We could just sum that up, honey, by saying you are created to do good things. And Yeshua, who many people call Jesus, I'll be using the Hebraic term for his name. Yeshua is our helper. He came to help us fulfill our destinies, among other reasons. And these good works were prepared in advance for us to do them. So you don't have to figure it out. Like, it's already there for you. And that's one thing I love about being a follower of Yeshua. Because you already have victory. You don't have to go and figure out how to recreate the wheel. The victory is yours. It's a metaphysically wonderful concept that you can step into the reality that was created for you, your destiny. You can step into your destiny and fulfill it and fulfill these good works that were created for you to do before you were born. It's fascinating. It's beautiful. You know, a lot of people who study, as I have, ancient wisdom systems outside of Judeo-Christianity may feel as though the Judeo-Christian ethic doesn't have this wisdom within it. Like, because, you know, a lot of people are, they just know religion, you know, don't do this, do that, don't do this, believe, right? Just been beat over the head with religion. But when you step back from the religiosity and look at the metaphysical truth, you will find gems of enlightenment, you know? So that's why I said, if religion didn't work for you, that's all right. You know, as I like to tell people that, you know, some people didn't figure this out, but Jesus was not a Christian. Yeshua wasn't a Christian. They're like, what? You know, calm down. Christianity came later. You follow Yeshua and you get some wisdom up in there that can help you guide your life, you know? So don't get caught up on the religion part, because religion, you know, if you've been hurt by it, I get it. You know, you get caught up in, you know, the stuff. The wisdom, though, is what we're talking about in this podcast. That's where the spiritual resilience comes from. Religion can be a helpful tool, just like a hammer. And it can also be a dangerous one, just like a hammer. So I love you all. Be safe. Be blessed. Go in peace. Go in love. Make the world a better place. And don't forget Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. "For we are the Most High's handiwork, created in Yeshua the Christ to do good works, which the Most High prepared in advance for us to do." Talk to you in a minute. Bye-bye.